بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers, yesterday our brother asked a very beautiful question, and he said that I mentioned in the Jummah that our youngsters today who are in school and college actually face challenges and temptations and fitna, which is far more than what the Sahaba faced in terms of the kind of environment and society that we live in. Especially, I mean, at one point in time we used to say especially the West, but I think now the West, East, everything is the same. So no matter where you are, it's the practically the same, illa mashallah. And so he said, what is it, what is the solution, what must we do? And I mentioned, one of the things I mentioned was that the importance of the dua of the parents for the children. And that is the biggest shield, the biggest protection that the children can have thanks to your dua. So for the child, his father and mother are his biggest asset, and their dua is the most powerful of all duas. One of the duas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and which goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any barriers is the dua of the parent for the child. So do not deprive your children of your dua. And when I say do not deprive your children, I know you make dua for them, but I mean make a special effort, especially in tahajjud, make a special effort to wake up in tahajjud, pray tahajjud, and then make dua for your children. And do that every day. Make this into a standard practice for yourself. So every day you must do that. And of course the children, in gratitude, you must do the same for your parents, inshallah, because if they are doing it for you, you know, this is to reciprocate, inshallah, is to do the dua for your parents. Let me ask you this question. You don't have to answer me. I'm asking you the question only for you to reflect on. How many of you today, meaning last night, in tahajjud, made dua for your parents? How many of you made dua for your parents last night in tahajjud? Think about that. If you are one of those who made dua for your parents, alhamdulillah, you are blessed and your parents are blessed. But if you didn't do that, think about that. Your parents gave their life for you and your dua is sadaqatul jariyah for them. That is one of the things which they will still have benefit of. There's nothing else. We know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that the deeds of the person end with his death, right? Except pious children who make dua for them. And anything of ongoing charity, which is sadaqatul jariyah, which they leave behind. And any knowledge which they have taught to others and which continues to benefit. So you as children, you are your parents' resource. Are you a resource? Think about this. Are you earning for them? Or you are fast asleep? Then what is their investment? Their investment is not yielding any return, right? They made the investment, but it's not giving them anything. One generation, your own generation. If I ask the same question and say, how many of you made dua for your grandparents, for your nana, nani, dada, dadi, for your father's side, mother's side, for your grandparents? What's the answer? In many cases, I've asked this question to people and I say, what is the name of your nani, of your mother's mother? What is the name of your father's mother? Father's father name you will remember, mother's name, and mother's mother's name, the actual name. There are many people who have either never knew or they have forgotten. One generation. I'm saying this not to make you feel bad, but to remind myself and you that this is the reality of our life. One single generation, also our memory will not last. Our own children, behind whom you have spent your whole life, including for works of deen. My brother, why don't you come for salah? Now what to do? I've got my shop, I've got this business, that business, so on. I'm looking after my family. Alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. I mean, it's nothing wrong. I mean, it's looking after your family also is sadaqah, alhamdulillah. But I'm saying, you did all that, no? Now you died. Those children are there. What are they doing for you? I'm not saying everybody is bad, no. But try this. With your friends, when you meet somebody, ask them, tonight or last night, in tahajjud, did you make dua for your parents? Ask this question. So please make dua for your parents, for your grandparents. Do not let their investment be wasted. Right? They did their best. Whatever they did. Now it's your turn for that investment to happen. And the reason I'm saying that is because if you do that, then maybe there is a hope that your children will do it for you. Otherwise, the same thing will happen to you. Just like you are not doing anything for your parents and your grandparents, your children will do nothing for you. If you don't want that to happen, you have to earn it. And the way you earn it is by making dua. Final point, to complete the question that my brother asked yesterday, how do you protect your children from this fitna of this environment? Inculcate in their heart, light in their heart, the lamp for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and the love for His Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this light is in the heart, then they cannot go astray. Then whatever we are calling temptation will not be a temptation for them. They will see the fire of Jahannam in it. So they will not touch it. What is a temptation? Temptation is something which you like to do. So you resist it. You say, no, I would like to do this, but this is haram. This is what Allah has prohibited, so I will not do. But how about reaching a stage where that thing is not a temptation at all, because you are immediately recognizing it for what it is. How can this tempt me? If it is haram, how can it be a temptation? Because what is haram is haram. Whether it is business, whether it is relationships, whether it is people, whether it is what you eat, what you drink, what you see. If it is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot be a temptation because that is the fire of Jahannam. How can the fire of Jahannam tempt me? No. But that will happen only if I recognize the fire of Jahannam as Jahannam. If the fire of Jahannam is looking to me like something very beautiful, then I will be tempted. How do you get that sight? By inculcating and lighting in the heart the lamp of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and the love of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way to do that once again is in the home by focusing on shukr. Two things to focus on. The qudrat of Allah, which is the glory and majesty of Allah, and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. It's alhamdulillah. Interesting thing about shukr is, the more the environment is full of problems, the more opportunity you have to make shukr. For example, now we have an environment where, globally speaking, over 1 million people have died thanks to COVID. In this country alone, over 300,000 people have died thanks to COVID. But alhamdulillah, all of us are sitting here safe and sound. Right? So we have a chance. We can either keep on carping about COVID. Oh, COVID is so bad. COVID is so bad. These are the COVID scores. Or we can say, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept me safe from COVID. So inculcate this habit. continuously in conversation. When we sit and eat food, say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this food. Make this into a regular thing. Make sure that a word of complaint does not come from your tongue, no matter what. Always only shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the shakirin and the sabirin. We ask Allah to protect us from all tests. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the whole world from the test that we are all undergoing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased and never be displeased. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَسَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ